Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Customers of GCI have been dealing with the loss of three major television network stations as a result of rate increases. They include the ABC, Fox, and CW network television stations, not just in Anchorage, but across the entire state. Heather Handyside, Vice President of Corporate Communications for GCI, spoke to KSRM.
We negotiate contracts for programming and content all the time. We have more than 300 channels for our customers. And so negotiations is just something that we do every year. We almost never have a blackout, but we always try to do everything we can to prevent it. And that's why we began negotiating in July with Coastal Television and Vision Alaska, who are the folks who represent ABC, Fox, and the CW here in Alaska. And so we've been negotiating or trying to negotiate since July, proposal for a contract to them on December 29th. And we haven't heard back from them yet. We've been trying to contact with them. We're trying to get them to either confirm that or to propose another version, but we haven't heard back from them yet. So basically, the ball is in their court. And the unfortunate thing is that our contract, our previous three-year contract, expired at the end of the year.
When negotiations didn't go the way GCI had planned, Handyside said,
we proposed an extension, which is just like a temporary thing that'll hold us over until the contract is finalized. And we suggested an extension. We actually wrote up the language for the extension, and Coastal Television and Vision Alaska rejected it.
Handyside said it's about costs and the bottom dollar.
We already pay millions of dollars just for the content for these three channels. And so Coastal Television and Vision Alaska came back and they want us to pay millions and millions more. So when we say that the contract proposal that they put forward increased our cost by, or proposed to increase our cost by almost 40%, we're not talking about $1,000, $2,000, $10,000. We're talking about millions of dollars. And when you have to negotiate for 300 different channels, you can see how those costs would add up. And we just have to hold the line. So that's why one of the reasons we are where we are.
More information on this can be found at RadioKenai.com. An Alaska school district has established a limited intranet system in an attempt to provide students with more reliable distance learning during the coronavirus pandemic. KYUKAM reported that Lower Kuskokwim School District says every student has now received the hardware necessary for the intranet system, which functions like a limited internet. A science teacher in the community there said he hopes students who have withdrawn from school activities during the pandemic will re-engage through the intranet and Zoom video conference service. However, he said about a quarter of the community's homes are still not connected to the system. Having a tough time scheduling appointments for the COVID-19 vaccination? Turns out you're not the only one. It took less than half an hour for Alaskans over the age of 65 to book all of the appointments available to receive their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccination. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services says vaccine appointment slots on their website could open up as some patients potentially cancel or as the DHSS opens up more times. Health officials say they are also planning a series of large vaccination clinics in places such as Anchorage, the Matsuburo, Fairbanks, and here in Kenai. And this comes as the state prepares to move into the next phase of its vaccine distribution plan. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.